Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Yeah. Guess who's back? Yeah. Did you guys not listen to metal yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we had a fucking great lead-in song. Sean picked Deftones. And I said, you would appreciate that.
I would very much appreciate
that. I was like, that's a song that Jay would have loved coming in here.
That
I was trying
yesterday.
To think of the scientist from Ace Ventura. Because this reminds me of when he goes in and he's like, I'm looking for, I forget what the guy's name is, and he's headbanging, because Jay was doing that kind of headbanging.
Yeah, Christine was so steamed up by all of her favorite heartthrobs in a room yesterday, she had to take an after-work shower.
Can I tell you this right now?
Christine never takes an after-work shower. She had to shower off yesterday from being all sopping in the pants.
I didn't realize I was booking Bean Flick City.
You really were. Dude, Giannis, I mean, you're literally the ones, like, an early relationship that she talked about her crushes on. You're like, great.
No one told me until I was in the hallway walking, and Jacob lit up when he found out that information. He was like, oh, we're gonna talk about it
yesterday.
He was like, and I didn't know. And then Sean told the story that you talked to him,
yeah,
but we didn't get to bring up Giannis because he was wearing a gold chain. It was distracting.
I don't think she had a thing with Giannis ever. She just would have fucked Giannis.
Well, she told us too. She was like, he was Greek, and it was like, that was what
does that mean?
What?
I like seeing a hairy forearm go into my pile into my snooter.
What
I
my like, family happy. Our churches are very similar.
Oh, I was gonna say, I like a guy that runs a tight diner.
She showered after work. She was like, I
shower. Went on a walk with the puppy.
I bet you did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I'm going for a walk.
You and the puppy and the peanut butter. Someone had to finish that fucking, finish that job.
Get up there. Get up there.
She was giddy.
Christine?
Yeah.
Downright.
She was happy.
That's right.
Yesterday.
Well, run off with one of them then. I think you're so great.
I didn't mean to.
Go be Greek with Giannis. Fucking feta cheese. I'm going to call you feta cheese. Hey, feta cheese. Hey, spanakopita.
She goes, Jay, I love you, but I've always wanted a big, fat, Greek-American wedding.
You always get pissed when I break dishes.
Why? When I yell, opa.
Opa.
You mock my
mother. She asks for Greek food a lot.
Damn, dude. She's got Giannis on the brain.
Yeah, because she wants Giannis's Loukounos, whatever that fucking stupid sausage is. Loukounos.
Bistek.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Really? You just want it in you. Call it whatever you want. Just get it in me.
As long as it's hot and I can put it in me.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's Christine's dream boats.
Didn't realize that. Didn't realize it until the show was happening.
Oh, Dan, can I tell you something? She'd have been licking your butthole while you beat off in a bathroom if you happened to work with her at the same time she was fawning over that other dude she liked.
Nick?
Yeah.
Shout out, Nick.
Shout out, Nick.
Shout out, Nick. You're a real dickhead. I didn't like you at the restaurant.
Maybe he rules now.
Probably
there's
not.
No way.
Yeah. I don't know.
He
had a fucking... He had a crazy story.
Struck by lightning.
No.
Five girls wanted to suck his dick at the same time.
Oh, you went sexual.
Asked me if I would hold the camera and shut up.
I thought I was going more, he met the devil at the crossroads and he learned how to play guitar. You were going with a suck-off fest.
His mom was like the reason that his older brothers and sister's mom committed suicide.
Damn.
Why? She was like a mistress.
Because she was so hot?
She molested all of them?
Damn. No, she was just so hot that the first wife was like, I got to kill myself.
Really?
You're so hot.
The new one was so hot, the original one killed herself.
I don't know if it was that she was... Maybe she was so hot.
Let's make it that, because it's a lot
sexier. She liked to drink.
Well, who doesn't?
You got a lot of info on this guy.
She's coming in with some...
Yeah,
some...
I like went to his family's house with him. It was such a weird relationship.
And then he would... You would bang him?
I banged him like twice.
He squished her tummy when they fucked.
What?
It's insane.
What? He like grabbed it like a fucking dance instructor? Like one of those mean teachers?
It's insane.
Like, how did he grab it? Was he like into it, or was he like,
He would grab my belly and shake it.
She would like jack him off, and he'd be like, I'll allow it.
Wait, he used to shake your belly?
There it is.
He would like grab your stomach and go like, would he make noises? Would he go like, All right, I'm hard. Go. That got me.
Sorry, I got to make belly monsters.
Can I make, then I can get hard. Can we do belly monsters and then I'll let you touch my cock?
Do two belly monsters for me and I'll let you suck my dick a little bit.
Let me do a truffle shuffle on you. That's so mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I remember that guy. He didn't do his side work. Is that his kid?
No, that was his nephew. I took that picture.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you snag that Guitar Hero controller for me instead of letting that autistic kid play with it? God, that kid's got a sharp chin.
Damn,
What's that kid's name? Strawberry?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me get more jokes out.
I thought he had special needs.
Yeah, really? Why is his head shaped like Beavis?
Is he a forcep baby?
Yeah. Fuck this guy. Now, Christine, congratulations. I let that guy wiggle my belly to fuck him.
That's so crazy.
He's a pretty hot guy.
You weren't offended when he wiggled your belly?
Of course I was offended. I didn't like it.
But would he do it right before the sex or a post-coitum?
I wasn't like during. It'd be like if we were late.
You said during.
No, during he told me I didn't look that fat from that angle.
That's,
from this angle.
I mean, dude, that is.
See?
Wow.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Wow. Damn, dude, you're fucking. He goes, hey, can I tell you something right now? You don't look like a fucking monster right now.
You should lay on your back more and be less gross.
That's crazy. It's like gravity. Gravity does a lot of the work for you.
Oh, fuck. You know, with this new cologne that I'm wearing, I can barely smell you.
You know, usually I feel like I'm fucking a pack of bologna.
But tonight I can almost feel like a sense of there's a vagina in there.
I don't know. It's almost like you are human.
Hey, you know, I think I might be in the hole this time.
He goes, oh, fuck. You know what? You mind if I jiggle?
Oh, God, about to come. Belly monsters.
Need the dough. I'm going to make you some rolls.
Kissy monster.
You want me to give you a raspberry pie? You want a raspberry pie? So he comes on her stomach and gives her a raspberry?
Yeah. Oh, make me a sandwich, you stupid idiot.
I don't like this guy at all. That was super mean that he did that to you. Come on, Christine.
It took like
he was a weirdo, dude. He like walked like hunched over. He was like mean.
Never did
his
side work. I didn't like him.
His tableside guac was for shit.
I don't know. Yeah, it's called cilantro. It's in the recipe for a reason. I don't care if you think it tastes like soap. The guy that created the recipe put it in and put in a tablespoon of it.
Yeah,
and
we're not looking for notes. Just mix up the guac.
Hey, Nicolas, can I talk to you? This isn't muddled. I need
you to
chop
off work.
Guy didn't do ice in the front bar. Yeah, that's him just being mean to you sucks.
I was thinking, Christine, you were swinging too big all those years. This guy, no side work dude who makes belly monsters.
Oh my God.
Giannis.
Sean
Patton. You were swinging for the fences.
You're going for home runs,
dude. You had to get over. He had to hit a bunt with me.
I didn't know I was going to do that, though. I didn't know it was going to be This Is Your Life with jerking off for Christine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Plenty of bean flick in that room last night. Oh, if her fingers could have told the story.
It's weird because the room was, I would describe as hazy.
Yeah. There was a, like a humidity
in the room. Musk that I haven't really.
It's like a moisture in the air.
I don't know. I want to say like Florida in the morning. You know,
there was a
Florida.
Fucking newt on my shoulder.
Lizards would have found the room comfortable.
What were we in, Nam? You're in Cambodia?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I'm two clicks southeast of the shit.
Yeah. It was swampy in here, and Christine's coming up with a knife in her mouth.
She goes, Sean, I brought you jambalaya.
I know you like it. It's from where you're from.
Who that?
Christine, you would have banged every waiter at the restaurant I worked at.
Oh,
she may have.
Gods.
What restaurant was it? She may have.
Because it wasn't La Bestiaire's, right?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You know, it's so funny. He goes, oh, Christ, you didn't work at the Arby's on 23rd, did you?
Were you at Smashburger?
Smashburger.
I took care of some of the cooks.
I felt like a troll working there.
Well, that was your hot roommate, right?
Yeah, he was one of them.
He was
They were so good looking.
What about the guy you punched, was he hot?
No, no, no. He was a runner.
Not when you were done with him, right?
He was a busboy.
Yeah.
They make the Uggos.
He ain't pretty no more.
They make the Uggos scrap in the back. All the Adonises.
The rich people just sit there and sip drinks. He goes, I think the little one's going to win.
Yeah. Put $1,000 on the man they're calling Shitface.
We were like
pussy.
Thanks, Black Lou.
In the cave.
You're the fucking man.
Black Lou made a dunk and run because... because
I fumbled. Fumble fingers.
Right in the lobby.
Sucks. Right in the fucking door.
I felt it every bit with you.
You were very sweet. At first you go, oh, I didn't do that, did I? And I was like, no, it was me. And
I meant to let the door go a little too early or something.
And fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
This
is sometimes I want to drink Dunkin' Donuts and it's like, you want to drink it with me.
Lou, back. Did you feel that it was palpable in here yesterday with Christine and every dreamboat she ever wanted to sleep with in comedy?
Oh, absolutely.
And her fucking 2000.
She wears it.
And her 2009 hunks of comedy. Hunks of underground comedy to her.
Every time I do a house cleaning, I gotta find pictures of Giannis in a fireman costume.
The boys of alternative comedy. It's Giannis. Oh, no, Bart.
She has Chris DeStefano's remote control in his pants picture.
She goes, it's a picture of Giannis, and he goes, bar four turns into bar score. Giannis in a Yankee jersey that's no pants. Yankee jersey.
God of war.
Yeah. Oh, no, look, it's great. It's me, Poseidon. It's just Giannis dressed up. Giannis dressed up as different Greek gods.
That's great, dude.
And then Sean's an erotic Cajun farmer. Christine's like, I put on the suit myself.
He's wiping sweat with a straw hat.
Oh, yeah, her fantasy is like, oh, Christine, we can't get back in this fan boat. Look like we're going to have sex here in the muck.
Damn. Black Lou said he felt it.
Yep.
He felt it.
I want to get back to Jacob.
Did it come up? I didn't hear the show.
Oh, yeah. I brought it up.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I brought it up, and I was like, because I defended you. And I was like, I'm not going to let this happen while Jason's not here.
Why'd you start winging it at them when I was gone?
It just started getting sexual, dude. It started getting real sexual, and I didn't like it.
What happened?
Because everyone started getting crazy.
You thought you had to step in?
Sean and her started barking at each other. Giannis was wearing a gold chain, and it threw everyone off.
Really?
Outside of his shirt.
You think he was flexing for Christine?
He really felt like
it. He's missing?
He was peacocking.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was peacock. Talking about how dangerous Brooklyn was in the 80s.
Oh, man. Christine, how'd you resist from jumping on his Luke-anisos? Luke, can someone look it up, Christine? Can you stop just fucking sopping up the chair? And
can you stop running away with him in your head?
She goes, I know you guys are in Fiji right now, touching foreheads and kissing in the water.
She goes,
he'll be my Uncle Jesse, and I'll be his Aunt Becky.
Luke and Nico? You want to slob on that Luke and Nico, you piece of shit?
Yeah, dude. In her head, she was just running away.
She really was.
They were in some white building with a blue roof.
Oh, I bet sometimes when she pulls out two dildos at night when I'm gone, and she goes, Sean, should we go with long hair Sean or short hair Sean?
Should we go cabin bar Sean or Comedy Central half hour? Close out cabin with new stuff every week, Sean. Or JFL ripping up new faces, Sean. Yeah, you were missed, buddy. You were missed.
I missed Skanks too. I thought I was gonna be home in time for Skanks last night, even, and then flights, man. What's going on with flights?
Dude, I think
my flight got canceled. I almost didn't get. I found out. I'm sorry, I haven't talked to you guys about this. I found out at 3 a.m. late Wednesday, early Thursday, like Wednesday night into Thursday morning. At 3 a.m, I found out they got a flight for me. I had to leave for the airport at 4 a.m. So I found out at 3 from not going the next morning to having to leave in an hour.
Catch us up, because we didn't know you were going to miss Thursday.
I wasn't going to miss. The flights were just getting canceled.
Oh,
so I said my flight that night when I was doing SDR show.
Yeah.
At like 10 o'clock at night.
Because that's the last time we saw you.
Yeah, when I came out, Christine was on the phone with Amanda, one of the tour managers, and she was like, yeah, your flight's canceled, because Carter Cruz, the DJ, was also on that flight. So it was like, yeah, it's canceled. So we're like, and then it would be like, all right, we found another flight. Nope, it's gone.
Really?
Like it kept happening because everything's getting canceled. There's no, apparently there's no like workers. There's no like pilots and flight crew. They're always like waiting for another crew to land or something to go back on another. It's crazy.
Not people aren't getting into the biz anymore. Now they're just TikToking.
Yeah. Why fly the friendly skies when you could just TikTok?
Yeah, when you could do a sick dance.
But they, 700 U.S. flight. It's crazy.
As labor
crunch.
There's
an airplane going by.
Damn, you're a voice instrumentalist.
Damn, that was really good. What was the... Christine, wasn't it? What was the voice person on
AGT?
Yeah, that did nothing.
He did Seth Rogen. I saw it. Someone sent me the clip.
He's
a comic.
I know, but like
By the way, he's in a thruple.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was so unlikable, but they liked him anyway. They can't throw shade at shit like that.
Shade.
They can't do it, so they have to just go. Yeah, I go. It's actually what he's doing. I don't give a fuck. By the way. It's polygamy.
Yeah.
It's actually illegal in the world.
Like, that's my wife.
But if you call it polyamorous, I don't know why. Because it means like multiple loves instead of multiple marriages, I guess.
He should have gone dirtbag, more dirtbag. He goes, she's the shaft, girl on the left is the balls. Yeah. Simon, you know what I'm talking about. You banged your best friend's chick. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, one cooks, one fucks. One's for fucking, one's for shucking. You know what I mean?
And then like Sofia Vergara was like, do you make the noises? You do it better. You do it much better, Sophia. You're a voice instrumentalist when it comes to Sofia Vergara.
Only her.
I love your Sofia Vergara.
Oh, I bet she probably did love it, too.
She went,
for a moment, you were Seth Rogen.
Yeah. At the beginning, she goes, what kind of noises do you make? And the guy's like, oh, geez. And then you realize he has two wives, and you're like, oh, he is a straight-up horn dog. Like, he probably was like, yeah.
Sophia, would you like to dine with me and my brides?
Come with me in my harem. Watch me feast with them.
Christine, yeah, let's get an extra girlfriend. Let's go around polyamorous.
Girlfriends.
Oh, yeah? I bet you could pick a couple extra boyfriends for you. You want me and Sean Patton holding hands behind you while you call the shots?
I mean, maybe you could have some extra girlfriends.
Fuck you.
His name's Justin Rubble.
Yeah. I don't know why he's very unlikable.
I feel like any guy with two chicks is unlikable.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I got a ton of money and I fuck all the time. But also, what are you losers up
any
to?
Any guy with two chicks, like, is a dill. Do you know what I mean? A guy that's, like, legitimately is, like, explaining to the world, like, we're polyamorous. So, you know, that's pretty chill. You guys should all clap for that. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Go to that part. He's like a real estate agent funny. One of his jokes he makes, he's like, because he costs $1 million a day and I don't. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to fuck her while she watches. She's going to suck my ass while she blows. He starts getting into it. Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just showing you how we arrange ourselves in the evening. So I get her in what's a classic pile driver. We call this the buffet. And then I'm slamming, and then I'm jamming. And then I'm slamming, and then I'm jamming.
Last night, that one was riding my chin while the other one was just taking it balls deep in her mouth.
And he goes, and if you want to know, do they like the voices? I go, why don't you ride my face?
Yeah.
I'll suck your clit.
And I had to look down at the one who was blowing me and go, honey, you're being a little about it down there.
I went, hey, you're not getting the balls enough. This one's just doing voices, but you're a sex addict. He's like, always got to have cum coming out of me. Oh, well, it would go better if you both blew me right now.
Here's my Ronald Reagan.
That's him.
She was sitting on his face.
Yeah. Here's my George H.W. Bush. Ready? That's him sucking babs.
Yeah, I do a pretty good Trump, too.
How to annoy your poly partners with impressions.
There we go.
Damn,
there
dude. We go. This guy's going niche. Jay almost punched the mic.
Dude, I don't like this at all.
This is going niche, dude.
I don't fucking like this one bit.
This is like a fucking, this is a subreddit of a subreddit.
By the way, you know what sucks? This guy hears this, he's going to go, that fat shit's jealous. And yeah, a little bit of it, I am.
And I'm not going to lie, your voices are real good.
I'm out there trying to make money for our family. Christine's in here fucking going Bukox for every goddamn guest that walks through the fucking
She's
door.
Going through a Rolodex of every time she fucking digited herself.
You have a wife and a girlfriend already.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that is true.
You've been literally polyamorous for like,
damn.
I mean, how long have we been together? 9 years?
Wait, should I be fucking Carla again?
Oh, get crazy, dude. Invite chaos in.
You want to dance with chaos?
Dude, bring the storm into your house.
Carla, how do you feel about having Christine be the other woman in the house?
Now, I'm going to work on my voices.
Carla's a really good cook. I fail in that department.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, really.
Okay.
She doesn't come.
I thought you just stopped those reasons. That's the last reason? She cooks. Listening.
Oh, do you know how uncomfortable I'd be if Katie's like, yeah, I just had like a couple hockey players over. Just hung out. I'm like, what's up? So you're just
fucking... She goes, no, I used to want to fuck with him.
Oh, no, like one of those guys I really wanted to fuck. He was pretty good. He won the Conn Smythe Award them all.
No, but I think he's seeing somebody, though.
Oh, no, he, yeah.
So, no, but I think he's got somebody else. So it's not even...
We flamed out.
He goes, no, don't even worry about it. He's seeing somebody else. Why did I have to worry about it if he wasn't seeing somebody else? No, I'm just saying you don't have to worry about it at all. No. Probably.
Also, I left your PlayStation on rest mode, so you should be good. What? Myrtle loves him.
He said he wanted to play it.
Yeah. He played my WWE?
Yeah, he got you further.
Yeah.
He won you Shawn Michaels.
I go, oh, that's pretty cool.
He goes, oh, nice. Oh, nice. I think you're at home.
Nice, dude. I'm going to have him go for the IC.
Is he coming back? Can he show me? Can you give instructions?
Can you teach me how to body check people on the street?
Should we play as AGT first and then hear his...
Yeah, I just want you to see the part where he explains he's in a polyamorous... Or maybe this is the Sofia Vergara part where she's like, you make that noise.
It's all in the beginning, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in the interview.
How are you?
The intense music.
Very good. So what's your name?
Chest hair coming out of the top
Justin
of the shirt.
Ruppel. Yeah. Where are you from? I'm originally from Issaquah, Washington. Tell me about you.
Native land.
I am a professional stand-up comic. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I'm also a stunt voiceover impersonator.
What's that?
It means that sometimes when a movie star gets done filming an action scene and they don't get the lines right in a movie, they have to come in later and redub it. But to save money, they hire someone like me because Mark Wahlberg costs $100,000 a day and I do not.
Bam!
But what do you do? Like this noise
is
like...
Asian girl on her teeth.
Yeah, here it is.
Or the real
noises.
The real
just knowing that he's... Rewind that. Knowing that he reveals himself to be a horn dog, just those eyes bulging, you're like...
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
I heard that. You're doing a pretty good impression of them bitches over there.
Ah, yeah. Which one are you, the blonde or the brunette?
Yeah. Who? Oh, tongue and tits over here.
Tongue and tits.
My friends. What's going on here?
Is this a tour?
Is this a ninja college coming through?
I think that's an intern tour.
Interns.
Lou, put your dick on the glass.
Interns.
Put your dick on the glass.
Interns. Show your dick.
Man, black women love Dan.
Can I grab one?
What are you talking about? They didn't even see me.
Black women got so excited for you. They even looked over.
Oh, hey. A salt and pepper gentleman.
Yeah.
These guys aren't interns. These guys look like they're buying the company.
Hey, can you get one of those 57-year-old interns, Lou?
Hey, are you guys all second chance students?
Did you guys get released from prison a week ago?
Did some of you drink and drive and kill your friend and have to go to jail and now you're
getting
out?
Back to life? Look at this one just taking pictures of people without asking questions.
These are just fucking that.
See the hot chick? I can't tell. I see a fuchsia dress.
Take a picture of this, you stupid bitch.
Nah.
Nah, she's a mom.
She had burn face. Yeah. What's up, Reds?
Is that Vecchione? Mike Vecchione just walked by?
Damn, Lou. See that black woman look at you? She couldn't believe she saw another black person in here. That was crazy. Did you see that? She was
like, I get that look a lot.
And it looks like Lou's fake because his head's in a little square. Yeah. A little cut open square.
He's just a cardboard cutout they do to make black visitors feel more comfortable.
He looks like fucking Jambi.
Yeah, they take it down. They go, okay, thank God.
God, give us a little more of this dildo.
I do not.
But what do you do? Like this noise is like the or the real dialogue?
Heidi Klum is so hot and so not attractive somehow.
What kind of movies do you watch, Sophia?
She's like pornography, hardcore pornography,
non-stop pornographies with butt feastings.
Joe always has it playing in the house. it's like an 80s video store in the back.
Oh man, and Terry Crews always goes crazy.
They fucking all the time.
And then he goes, don't try this at home, y'all.
Oh, they fuck it.
That's his thing.
They hot.
And then as soon as black people come out and sing emotionally, dude, he can't cartwheel fast enough to that golden buzzer, dude. He can't wait. If they're like, we're doing this to keep urban youth safe. He's like, shut up, y'all. I'm good, man. I was urban youth.
Gotta grab my dick.
Slaps the fucking thing. Man, grab my dick one time. Now I'm wearing pink dresses. Crazy. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at The Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What movie are we talking about?
Who are you looking at over there?
That's my partners back there.
My partners? He drops partners. Those are my partners.
Partners.
Those are my business partners.
Partners.
I didn't know. Is that what he said? Partners.
Yeah. Partners.
How do you do the voodoo you do?
Talk to me, because I had a little dust up a few months back.
My best friend's wife became my partner.
I impregnated her on his boat.
I think you'll notice I have 0 lines on my face.
Talk to me. How do you do it?
Here, go back. Those are my partners. That's slam piece number one.
Yeah.
That over there is fuck bucket two.
Yeah.
Ladies.
That's Susan. That's Antoinette. We call her Slurps.
Yeah, that's Slurping Derp, dude.
He goes, why? You know why.
You know why.
That was a wink joke. Was that good, Lou? I'm working on my wink jokes.
One of those women has the strongest windpipe I've ever seen.
Wild. Crazy.
Choking them.
Come on there. Two girl? Come on. No.
It also goes right from him being horny to being like, just looking at my partners over there. He really got so hot from Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, he goes, girl, spank bank that for when daddy comes home tonight.
He goes, yeah, do you want to invite Sofia into our little fiesta? He
totally does.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what movie are we talking about?
Who are you looking at over there?
It's my partners back there.
He couldn't wait. He stared at them so they would ask him about it.
Yeah.
Partners. My wife and I have been together for 15 years, and we met and fell in love with our partner, Claire,
four years ago,
and we've been living together.
Young hot Claire?
Since, yeah, dude. Polyamorous. He goes, you know, we first started fucking, the juice ran out, threw some berries in the blender, and it's been 4 years, and nonstop.
Look how stoked his wife is. And look how stoked the new one is. The wife is not as stoked. She points when she says the wife because she knows the wife's not stoked on her being there. So somebody said, he goes, me and my wife are together 15 years. The new girl starts pointing at her. It's like, it's her. And her face is very like, mm-hmm. But the new one's like, this is fun.
Oh, I thought the wife was the one on the right.
No.
Play
that back.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh, humanity.
Who are you looking at over there?
It's my partner's back there.
She's like, oh, God, I'm humiliated.
My wife and I have been together for 15 years, and we met and fell in love with our partner, Claire, 4 years ago, and we've been living together ever since.
She's like, did we?
Fell in love with her.
Interesting.
Oh, that's crazy.
I didn't know that we felt like that.
Because I can remember crying myself hoarse in the backyard when you said it was either Claire or bust. So
it's Claire, not the baby. You want to raise these kids on your own? Have at it.
I can leave you in six different voices. Which one do you want me to pull out?
I'm out of here. Jackie Gleason, bitch.
Oh, well, this is Ronald Reagan leaving you.
I am not with you anymore.
I'll go through every president. Every president.
I'll go through every one of them.
Do you think I don't got a Grover Cleveland? I got a Grover Cleveland.
Please don't. Can I meet her?
Fine, I'll meet
her. Let me
her.
Meet her.
I'll do some
I knew you were going to say that. She's right in the car. Hang on. Grace, get in here.
Take this pill of ecstasy. I'm going to come back in, and we're going to touch all of each other.
Mom, dad, kids, bed.
Bed. Dad's having a midnight snack.
Kids is just a dream. Daddy's dream.
Dude, I love it. I love noticing that the wife isn't stoked to be there.
Yeah, she was not stoked.
I love the wife just sitting there like, this motherfucker. We. And we fell in love with our partner, Claire.
Oh, did we?
She goes, she was the Attell.
Yeah, the
we did fall in love.
Oh, did we? I remember when we fell in love when you were on that business trip and met her.
In Utah, at Salt Lake City, when you met her at that bar.
Oh, shit. God, keep playing it.
Buzzer right now.
Fuck a lot.
Okay, and what's the dream, Justin?
How did you even have time for more?
She's confused.
My wife met me
dude,
at
their
a
personalities
show.
Are so different. The side girl is the new girl.
Oh, she's bubbly.
And she's like, this is so fun. The other one's like, why is he telling everyone my parents are going to see this? Yeah,
they said
I should have left this fucking jerk off.
My mom lives for AGT.
He proposed to me as Kermit the Frog. Yeah. He knows I love the goddamn Muppets. And here I find myself trapped.
I call his dick Gonzo. And he's still...
you're going to suck Kermit's wiener.
Oh, hey. You know what Kermit really likes is when you lick her pussy while I fuck you.
You girls lay back and do your thing. I'm going to film it for a little bit.
It's not easy being green. It's definitely easy getting a double blowjob.
Just recharging, ladies. Don't mind me.
Oh, why don't you play with each other and I'll take this pill.
I'm going to go fill the ice trays real quick.
Waka, waka, waka. That's what he says when he blows his load.
Oh, God, play it. Damn, I hate this guy.
I told her what the dream was then, which is to be a resident comic in Las Vegas.
Good for you.
Oh, the new one gave heart hands, wow. Dude. The new one's a bimb. No, that was the new one. She gave
that
heart.
Was new one.
She gave
heart. The redhead's the new one.
The redhead's the new
that
one.
Was the blonde.
No, the blonde's no. The wife. She gave. No,
heart. I think the blonde just
dog.
Gave the heart.
Run it back.
Go back. They may have both, but I.
No, it was.
It was definitely the newbie.
The hot one's the new one.
Okay, Lou.
All right, picking sides.
That's not gonna help.
Comic in Las Vegas. Good for you.
Yeah. See.
That's the blonde.
No, it wasn't. What are you crazy?
Are you blind? That was a red-haired woman.
No.
I told her what the dream was.
Yes.
Then, which is to be
red haired. The crazy
talking about Vegas. His wife. How she?
If I told Katie that I wanted
100% not the wife.
If I told Katie that I wanted to be a resident comedian in Las Vegas and she didn't leave me, I wouldn't trust her.
Now I'm thinking it might be the wife.
No, it's not, dude. That's a red haired woman.
It's the red hair. Face.
Dog.
No, it's the new. It's the new one.
She doesn't have a wedding ring on.
Right. That's the new one.
She does have a ring.
No, she doesn't. That's on her
is
middle.
Is that her wedding ring? You think it's a wedding ring? It's like a June bug.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's side piece energy. Side pieces throw heart hands.
Talking about his wife. How she
loves love. Jacob, she loves love.
I know. This show's got good editors who are causing dissension in the ranks by going and showing the new chick's
that's
reaction
new chick.
To that. Mm. But that is new chick, for sure. It is. It's right here. Look at the way their hair like curls down to the bottom. The other one had like short blonde hair.
All right.
Like shoulder length. It's the side chick.
Yeah, you can tell by her the wife by her pursed angry lips.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She goes, I'm doing this for a trip to fucking LA. She goes, I fucked a guy that said he wanted to be a resident Vegas comedian.
This new girl's all in.
All in, yes, for sure.
Dude, she loves the voices. She loves the threesomes.
She loves her life.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hey. Live your life.
Girl, love.
I know you do. Yeah, definitely the side one.
Oh, is he tearing up?
Ugh. I know this means a lot to you. Good luck. Thank you.
No, it doesn't. He's
thank
fine.
You. Thank you. Let me back up and get in the zone, the auto zone.
Yeah.
See?
Well, I told you I'd do a whole bunch of impressions.
Wait, go back can you go back just to the wife and the girlfriend real quick? I just want to see the reaction shot.
Too far back. Way too far back.
Oh, dude. Perfect.
I'm telling you, girlfriend. She goes, this is so emotional. And the wife's like, all right.
I got to share this. Didn't know I had to share this.
Do your stupid Mark Wahlberg impression so we can get the fuck out of here.
Didn't know I was doing halvesies on a Seth Rogen impersonation.
Don't remember signing a release. Get that camera out of my fucking face.
She is wearing a pride necklace.
That's cool.
Great.
It's Munch's box.
Hey, listen.
Hang loose.
That show they canceled, Adults Adopting Adults, that lady watched a pregnant 20-year-old move into her fucking house.
Damn, dude.
She's trying to kill herself in her garage.
And that creep in the fucking...
My girl. She's my little girl that I want to bang.
I couldn't imagine even getting my wiener sucked on by my daughter and kissed on my penis and sucking up on her boobs. I couldn't do that. That's my daughter.
And I'm just laid back, drinking a beer. Some George Strait on.
She's just polishing my shit.
That guy was the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah, he was the worst. God.
She's pumped.
Well, I told you I'd do a whole bunch of impressions. I do over 200 impressions, but I got to keep them all in there. I can teach you how to do any of the voices I do professionally. I can teach you how to do Mark Wahlberg. Here's how you do it.
It's like saying headlining
a lot.
Take a
Boston accent. Park your car in the Harvard yard. Elongate the vowels. Then spin yourself around in a circle till you're about ready to vomit. And imagine Sofia Vergara asked you where to park your car.
Should have wake her up.
Seriously? You asked me where to park my car? Just park your car and have a yard.
No. Travis Bickle loves it.
Same? That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there it is. Exactly. That's the personality that comes with this talent. Look at the wife. She's like, oh, my God, they're fucking enjoying it. I thought he was going to bomb. She was so ready for him to eat shit. She goes, oh, my God, they're fucking liking it.
That's one of my favorite drops. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That works?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's that smug.
So smug.
Smug confidence. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
There it is. Well, oh.
I can do a week of shows about that fucking dildo.
Why show it to someone when you were gone? We revisited the show to somebody while you were gone.
Dude, like, we gotta do some revisits.
I can't ever not. I'd watch it again right now. It makes me so happy when he starts doing like the claps.
Dude, when Katie was in, and we were like, oh yeah, you don't know about Steven Scott? And then it just became the episode. Because we were like, oh shit.
I'm sorry.
Let's go down. Let's go. We're on a different impression.
Hey, well, there it is.
Because, like, cool, I'm classically trained, but what? I guess I'll go.
They both have rings. Oh. So I wonder if she's, like, married in some sort
of. So it's polygamy.
Yeah, I'm sure they did some sort of fucking backyard ceremony to commemorate their love.
True. It's illegal what they're doing.
True.
The only thing that's illegal is to actually legally be married to more than one person. That's more tax breaks than anything.
I think it's so. By the way, I don't give a shit. I genuinely don't, but I think it's bizarre that, like, the whole place is like, this is fucking awful. When it's like, it's cultish.
I feel like it's the start of a cult. Like, I feel like Charles Manson started with one girl, then two girls, then three, all of a sudden.
You know, he could have walked in with three.
Christine would have been right there on the Spawn Ranch waiting her turn to suck his left nut.
Kidding me? He'd be fucking shoulder checking Squeaky out of the way.
Christine would be cutting babies out of fucking celebrities before you know it. I can't believe. Christine smoked pot last night and then said to me, you know, I think if I ever got it up to stab somebody to death, like, I would go, like, way overboard with the stabs.
We were watching a scene in The Boys.
We were.
Where a girl stabs a guy to death, and she just keeps going past the point. And I just said, I think that would be me. Like,
you just watched it, and you blew out weed smoke, and you went, samesies.
Total samesies.
It's weird. She goes, that's how I would probably do it. I'd keep going.
I would do the knife under the jaw and then have the conversation with them. Where I'd go, and I go, you put yourself in this situation.
And they
go, and I'm holding it in. And they go, no. You put yourself in this position.
Yo, what? What are you talking about?
Sofia Vergara, do you want a pretty...
my cousin Hafid Yard.
Do you want a mediocre impression?
Yeah. Don't you?
Are there robot guys?
Don't you?
He's like he's here.
I'm fine with voices. When you start doing the thing of like, I can teach you.
Oh, you go fuck yourself. When I was a little kid, I hate all of it.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I used to sit on the radio.
Now that's just classic. Now that's just classic voice work right there. Now that's a classic in, Jay. I'm going to have to put my foot down on that one.
And then I've said, you know, let me start my motorcycle.
Damn, what is that, Kawasaki?
Up out of gas.
How are you?
Ka-ching. Ka-ching.
Damn.
Ka-ching.
Damn.
It's an old pump.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching. Golden buzzer.
Yo, crazy. Yo, how are he doing that?
Hell, he's not even on a bike.
Yo, is that in his mouth?
Dude, the new one's so jacked about everything.
And I'm telling you, the old wife is like, she was hoping this would go crush his dream and they can go back to just being the two of them together family. And the fact that...
Oh, do you think she was hoping for a big enough L that she could kick old Red out?
Yes, absolutely. And you can see by the... Look at her face. She's stunned how good it's going because... At first, it was going bad. When he was setting it up, they were staring at him.
She goes, this son of a bitch is doing it.
And she goes, Hafid Yard, bottom guard. And then you just got to add, and then actually you spin around till you thrill, like you're going to throw up. And they just stared at him. That's usually he's expecting his giggles there. And then he started doing that. Yes, it's it. And they went nuts. And the new girl, that face, I knew it. And the wife is clapping. She looked over and went,
are you fucking serious?
Fuck, no way.
Oh my God.
No, we have to still share a fucking hotel room.
Oh, my hair products are outside by the coffee maker. I don't get any counter space.
She's not enjoying how good it's going, but the new one,
loves it.
Go ahead, Christine.
But first, you have to do Jim Carrey's voice. And in order to do Jim Carrey, just imagine yourself as a giant Canadian bird, okay? Hi there, judges. I have some voices for you.
Fuck you, Howie. Fuck you,
take
Howie.
Take that Canadian bird down to a sexy whisper, and you have Ryan Reynolds.
Hi there. I have some
voices. Damn, dude, wait, go back. Dude, go back. The new one's so into it. She's doing like faces at him while he's doing it.
She's like mouthing the bits along.
Dude, she's stage bombing him. She's stage bombing him.
Nuts.
And the fucking old one's like, God damn it. If I got to sit through one more okay Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my God.
All the impressions are like mediocre at best.
Well, here's the thing. There's not that. Listen, even if they're like decent, the problem is he's doing the impressions. of the most impressionable thing of them. He's doing like, he's not doing a Jim Carrey. He's being an Ace Ventura.
Yeah. He's just saying alrighty then.
Or yeah, he's doing alrighty then. And so it's not a Jim. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like everything's like the extreme. Like he's good. Not doing a good Mark Wahlberg. He's doing like a, oh, he's doing like the,
say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah, he's doing like the overhyped version of it. So exactly, like his Ryan Reynolds is like Ryan Reynolds being snarky only.
There's people.
He doesn't sound like Ryan. Do you know what I mean?
I can do maybe like, I got 6,000 voices and I got to keep them all up there. I do maybe 5 or 6 voices or whatever. But on Instagram now, there's people that are so fucking good at impressions that you see them and you're like, you like see these rando dudes that'll be in like my searches or whatever. They know the algorithm knows to show me fucking people doing it because I'll watch all of them. But like, dude, even Frank Caliendo, I follow him on Instagram. He'll do like Morgan Freeman. Perfect.
I don't look at you as an impressionist because it's not a specific, like, you are able to do, what you're able to do is voice stuff in like tone.
Yeah, I can do it kind of.
Accents and shit like that.
Yeah,
like, it's fucking great.
But I mean, like the only impressions
you do good impressions.
But I only have like three. I can do like Joe DeRosa said that very early on, and you know what, dude? He goes, "Fuck Soder." He's got 3 voices, and he wasn't wrong. And Bobby and him got into a fight about it, and Joe was right. All these years later, I was like, "That son of a bitch, that bastard actually was right."
You do more than that.
But I'm saying I can do an accurate Macho Man, an accurate Rodney Dangerfield, and Winnie the Pooh. And then it's Chappelle.
Winnie the Pooh. And Chappelle's that's great. Now, there's more
but
than that even.
But I'm saying,
You can do impressions. I don't.
I respect you a lot.
Thanks,
Jim. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you do impressions, but I don't look at you as an impressionist. I don't think you put your. Do you sit guys, home in mirrors?
No.
And do, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the guys that I do them for my friends, and if they work, then
yes,
they work.
Exactly.
If this kind of guy, though, if you're going to say you do 200 voices, you got to be fucking great. Because now with social media, you can just see these people that there's a guy that does Matthew McConaughey on Instagram. Find his name or whatever. It sounds exactly like
him. Does he have a new girlfriend and a disgruntled wife?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I can't be good at this.
You know what?
Then.
Let me get back to the master.
Christine, whenever you're ready.
I have some voices for you. Take that Canadian bird down
now
to
watch.
A sexy whisper.
Ready for the girlfriend.
And you have Ryan Reynolds.
Why is it a stretch?
Hi, Aaron. I have some voices for you, judges. Yeah. I hope you enjoy them.
It wasn't even a joke. Not a good Ryan Reynolds.
But it wasn't even a joke. It was just like,
no, it's always just his voice does the impression.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to lift a box into this car now. All right. Ryan Reynolds, everybody. Ryan Reynolds.
Just the simplest voices. Yeah. This is Macho Man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is my Jack Nicholson. Do you have any water?
Nope. This is my Greg Kinnear.
And they just make a face to them like,
This is my Greg Kinnear. On your left. All right. This is my Jeff Bridges. I don't know, man. All right. Moving forward.
I do a pretty good Obama. Let me crack my neck like he does.
Yeah, he goes,
No.
I got one for you. Carter 76. You, sir? Okay. All right.
He goes, there's a dead on George Washington impression.
Anyways, those are my two bays.
Anyway, the George Washington sneezing.
All right. Let's go. Oh, man, because we got his TikTok video that we got to watch.
They're so over. I know. That might be the second hour.
Jesus Christ. It's good to have you back. We missed you.
Christine, go hit play.
Okay, here's how to do Seth Rogen's voice. Yeah. Take Santa Claus's laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Now imagine Santa Claus eats a different kind of cookie.
The Jacob got me.
This is a crazy job. I just slide down chimneys and I deliver packages to kids and eat their cookies. Now you can do that.
Fuck all you.
If you do Harrison Ford's voice, let's take a ride on my plane.
It's not great.
And make that guy an Irish ship captain. You've got Liam Neeson. I don't know where we are.
I think you'd do a better Liam Neeson, dude.
I don't know where we're going. I just hope I don't get taken. That's my time. Thank you.
You fucking... You hunk of shit.
In a word, a triumph.
Dizzy went, dude, look, there it is. She's going nuts.
Oh, dude. Whoa. The other one's like, we're not going to be able to move.
Oh, my God. I can't leave him.
I can't get away from this. You know what? She's trying to bright side now. She goes,
dude, wait, dude, hold on.
Money.
Go back because, oh, my
Niagara
God.
Falls.
Yeah, dude. It's also so funny that he gets, it's emotional after he's just doing a shitty impression of him going, I don't know where we are. I don't know where we're going. I just hope I don't get taken. Thank you so much.
I know.
They put the cape on him like James Brown.
Write a funny thing with it. He just does the thing.
He goes, I'm in a movie. Call or taken.
Here's my DJ Lou impression. Hey, yeah,
all right. Awesome. I'm going to do my Giannis Pappas. Opa!
Christine, it's an impression. Get your mouth off
of
him.
Whoa,
Christine,
stop.
It's an impression. Get
stop
your mouth off
me.
Of him.
Stop trying to kiss me. Stop trying to kiss me, you fool.
Christine, it's just an impression.
Stop it, you fool. Try to kiss me. Try to kiss me so much.
Molly, the new one, can't believe it. She goes, I've been watching this guy perform for the past 3 months, and I'm still reaping all the same benefits
goes,
as this dummy.
She goes, and I'm reaping all the benefits. The other one's like,
he can't wait to fuck me more tonight.
Because I worked at Target. I worked the night shifts while he was out doing corporates.
Yeah. He made no money. His idiot was doing impressions at my work parties, annoying the shit out of everybody. They all said, leave him.
Does he? Because he cries right here, right? He's like, you guys.
How could he not? He does an impression of crying, Ben. All right, if you want to cry, you just take a little salt, put it into your hands, drop it down, Canadian bird.
Okay, Howie, what do you think?
We have a lot of impressionists on the show.
And that
and
wasn't that great.
Where I lack, the two places I lack with impressionists is number one, not knowing who they're doing, and number two, not mm-hmm. having material.
And, he didn't
and
have
I
material.
I think that you checked both those boxes. I thought
come
it was really
on,
unique in showing
wild.
Us how you arrive at that. That was really funny and really interesting, and I haven't seen that done before. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll suck
also,
your dick.
Also, if you do comedy, having this kind of music play, I would hate so much to get judged. And while it's going, he goes, you got three yeses. They go, yeah. Baby, you're a firework. And they're showing me like slow-mo, yeah. Like, oh,
he
man.
Goes, when you
yo,
said,
am I about to get four stars?
I love.
Four yeses.
She's like, I love the way you describe my pussy to me.
The way you say Mark Wahlberg and then do it. And then we did Seth Rogen.
I felt like he was here.
I don't know who Liam Neeson is, but
if they did you just my material specifically, he's like, you talked about your dad being a drunk loser and dying when you were a kid. And no one's done that. And I'm holding the microphone going,
you go.
I did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He goes, and we need that on this show. And you go,
you notice that flying is difficult with babies.
And they go, like, you got your second yes. You go,
Katie's just looking at her phone.
He goes,
in the
Howie,
yeah.
You know what? A lot of guys talk about their drunk fathers, but you do it in a way that's just, I don't know, it captures us different. You found a way to crowbar Macho Man in there, and I got to tell you, from one guy to another, one funny man to another, you've got the goods. You've got three yeses now.
Thank you. Oh, I want to thank all my polygamous partners.
And then Dan's got to be you doing a jumping spin in the air to firework.
That's for you. It's for you, Dad. All right. Let's
when
watch
we return,
let's watch
people juggling fire.
Yeah. A kid that fucking flips on his head.
Moving on.
Do you want to watch the judging, or do you want to move to the TikTok?
Oh, break my heart with some more of the judging.
Yeah, because then we got to
then
take
we'll
break.
Take a break, and then I'll come back with his jokes for polyamorous people. Oh, you fuck. Oh, you fuck.
I love everything about you. You are a star already in the making.
This guy should heckle me with his voice. When I do my special in Vegas, this guy should heckle me with voices from the back.
Who's there? Does that kind of sound like Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, what are you doing, a comedy special? Because I don't know. Was I invited?
Is that almost a Harrison Ford?
Yeah, it sure is. Almost
damn.
A Harrison
I'm not gonna
Ford.
Lie, dude. You walked in fucking Air Force One, man.
Then why can't I have another girlfriend? Christine, looking at you. If I could bang out a Harrison Ford that good, why am I fucking banging one chick in my house every night? Oh!
Dude, him being overly emotional is the best. I didn't know it did this.
Christine, if we had another girlfriend, you wouldn't have to hit play.
You could be booking,
can you?
You could be booking the show.
You were booking
one,
the show.
New one would be on the YouTube.
New one's on the tube. She's younger. She knows how to get around YouTube better. She probably navigates faster. Yeah. She knows all the shortcuts.
Entertaining was not just doing voices, it was you created your own little story.
No story.
And I really enjoyed it. I think you have a great future.
Thank you. Thank
you. A soaking wet future, so it means.
I agree with everything everyone said, and I think your story, Justin, is kind of like sort of what this show is all about, you know.
Polyamory?
Somebody who is unbelievably talented for whatever reason hasn't had the break, but then has an opportunity like this, you know, to reach a wider audience. We're gonna vote. Howie, yes or no?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes.
I think so.
No.
You've got 6 yeses. Congratulations.
You mentioned it again.
Because it's actually 5.
Yeah, Simon's all about it.
Because it's 5. The one's pissed at me.
You're my hero.
Honestly, do you have your own tank of cum in your back?
I've never said this to another man before, but I think I love you.
I idolize you. What is that?
What are you doing?
What is? Oh, ugh. Dude, yeah, rewind that. Oh my God, dude, what did Howie say? What dumb shit did Howie say? I really lost all respect for that man, and I loved Bobby's World. I fucking loved.
So you never liked Howie Mandel's comedy, did you?
No, I liked Bobby's World.
I used to blow, he used to blow a glove up on his face.
Yeah, dude. That shit's kind of dope.
And he would go like that when he talked. He would like twist his hand out. Remember?
Yeah,
he had a character.
Yeah, he'd do magic hand.
He did a character, but now he doesn't do the character, I don't think. Does he? That'd be so funny watching old bald Howie Mandel trying to be like the spastic fucking coke energy. Come on, Howie. Lay this bullshit on us. It's inspiring that guy crushes.
I love him too.
God, fuck sandwich right now.
Oh my God. He's like, honey, I don't even mind that you've put on weight because the other one hasn't.
Yeah. I got like a big girl. Now I got a. No, it's good. It's good. I got a regular girl and a big girl. And that's cool.
No, I look like I'm a pretty cool guy for dating you, but then I get to bang this one.
No, I'm like a hero, and then you toss me into the thing with that fucking tattoo shop slut. Oh, balls the butt, dude.
Let's take our first break, then we gotta come back and watch his polyamory jokes.
Jesus Christ. Dude, what did we find? Thank you, campers, for sending that in.
Oh, I watched that live, buddy.
Whoever tweeted at me, you fucking rule.
Oh, there's also, Christine pulled that from the campers' Facebook page. Was the Farrah Abraham? So she's taking a break.
Oh, yeah, you guys took a picture of that.
Taking a break from her kid.
Yeah, she's taking a break from her 4-year-old.
Yeah, she goes, you know what? I'm going to focus solely on shit videos for a while, and then I'm going to swing back around with the kid.
All the sweets weren't good for me.
Yeah, she goes, it was really cutting into my shitting on camera time.
Yeah, I can only have fibers and proteins.
Yeah, now I got to teach basic math. Ah, I'm out.
I'm out.
Someone else take care for a little bit. We'll be right back, everybody. So good to be back with my little family.
Yeah, dude. We missed you.
I missed you. It's the bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.